episode 52 of the 90 Day Wins podcast. This is your host, Sandy B, and we are talking about action. Are you taking action daily for your goals? I am so excited to talk with Linda Sunshine West today because she's all about action takers. And she shares with us why nothing happens without taking action. This episode, get ready to take action for your wins so you can achieve your goals this quarter. Goal getters, let's get it. Come get your wins every 90 days. I am so excited to share with you the 90 Day Win podcast, where we talk to regular people living their goals, achieving their goals a quarter at a time. Linda Sunshine West to the 90 Day Win podcast. I am so excited to have you here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to tackle our topic of the day and see where we go. It's women action takers, because one thing I realized, you know, while I was on my personal development and business development journey, is that nothing happens without action, which is kind of like a duh, but I never really put the two and two together before. And so it was in 2015, the very beginning of 2015, you know, I left my corporate job. I had been in corporate for 36 years. I had had 49 jobs. So yeah. Obviously I was an action taker, but I wasn't really taking action to what was really serving me. And once I left those jobs, you know, my last job was working for a judge in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So I was like, I made it, you know, but I hated the job. I was so bored. So when I left that and became an entrepreneur and started down that path and journey, I met a mentor. His name is Greg Greed. And he really helped me to see that, you know, things, we can want things all we want, but if we don't take action on them, they're not going to happen. So I created Women Action Takers because I wanted to be surrounded by action takers, not because I was an action taker, but I wanted to be surrounded by them. And then now what happened is that turned me into an action taker. So it's kind of interesting how it all has unfolded to what it is today.
I love that. You talk about inspired action from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and I so resonate with that. So can you tell me what inspired action means to you and the women that you work with?
Yeah, you know, action is, let's say, for example, an action step would be, you know, I made a doctor's appointment and then I showed up at the doctor. That's an action. But there was nothing really that inspired me to do something to keep going, to keep that fire burning. You know, Napoleon Hill also talks about the burning desire. There's desire, but then there's burning desire, you know, something that is like in your gut, it is burning up and you have to do it. And so I think about some of the things in my life that have really, really driven me. And that drive has come from that burning desire inside of my, you know, in my gut is where I feel it. We all feel it in different places, but I feel it in my gut. And so really that burning desire is what keeps me focused. It keeps me driven. It keeps me moving forward. It keeps me off of Facebook, you know, so it keeps me, you know, focused, which is, I think, is the key. And I think we can really tell what we're inspired by when time seems to get lost or time stands still. And then we look up and we're like, oh my God, it's been 3 hours. You know, that to me is how we can tell that we're inspired by something, because we just lose track of all time. And I say, do more of that, because then you're truly, truly living your purpose here on this planet. That's my true belief.
I love that. I really like that, because I see so many women like myself and like you that are really good at the jobs we've been doing, but we're not fulfilled. We're not passionate about it. We're not excited about it. So many of the things you said resonate with me. So let's talk about fear and how we have to learn to conquer fears. And can you share with me a little bit about your story with fear, some of the things you've done to help yourself move forward, even when you're feeling fearful?
Yeah. So I don't want to say I don't have any fears, because I do. I'm a human being, but I have conquered so many of them. And, you know, I grew up in a very volatile, abusive, alcoholic household. You know, like a lot of people, we grew up in abuse, or, you know, we have childhood trauma. And what happens is when we're so young and those traumatic events happen to us, we happen to carry those around with us in our brain, our subconscious. We carry those around for years, sometimes decades. Like me, I was 51 years old when I had this realization that, oh my gosh, I have so many fears. I'm going to break through a fear every single day for a year. This was a decision that I made at age 51. Now, I had, prior to that, I had worked with a life coach. I hired a life coach because, you know, I mentioned on my job that, you know, I hated my job. Yeah. And one day when I was driving to work, this was in 2014, I was driving to work and I was stuck in traffic. Like I had been stuck for 36 years, every single Monday through Friday for 36 years, stuck in traffic. And I was driving to work that one particular day and I started questioning my purpose. Why the heck am I even here? I have no value. All I do is push papers around for a judge. Big deal. You know, like I have no purpose. And then I started even asking the bigger question, what is the purpose? What is the reason for this planet? God, why did you put us here? Like, I do believe in God. And I was asking, like, why did you put us here? What is this all about? So that day when I got to work, there was a Facebook post. And it was this woman, I didn't know her. And it said, I'm a life coach. I took some time off. I'm looking for 5 women who want to help me because I'm getting back into it. And I was like, this woman is talking to me. So I raised my hand and I started working with her. It was about 5 months. At the end of that 5 months, I had grown so much that people were saying, you've completely changed who you are in that 5 month period of time. But I wasn't done. I knew that I wanted to keep growing. And so facing a fear every single day was my decision. You know, I did it for an entire year, 365 days in a row, just every single morning. Here was my process, is every morning when I woke up, before even getting out of bed, I would ask myself this question, what scares me? And then I would lay in bed and I would wait until the answer came. Now, when we ask ourselves a question, our brain starts to search for the answer. Yeah. So I just laid there and I waited for the answer. And whatever was the answer that came up that day, my commitment, Mike, it's a commitment to myself, was to break through that fear that day. Mm-hmm. So I did that 365 days in a row.
That's phenomenal. That really is. What do you think was the catalyst for you to tell yourself enough was enough? Because when I listened to you on the podcast and you speak, it seems like there was just something inside of you that said, I'm tired of being stuck. I want change. What do you think that was?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Thanks for asking that, because it was really, you know, my epiphany moment was that day I was driving to work. But what caused that, right? What, I mean, I had done that for 36 days and 36 years. So what was different about that day? It was, I think sometimes what happens in our brains is something inspires us to look at things differently. And I think that's all it was. I was driving to work, the same thing I'd done for 36 years in that traffic, the same thing I'd done for 36 years, but something just hit me that it angered me. Mm-hmm. I was angry. I was like, ugh. This is so ridiculous. Why am I still doing this? You know, obviously I don't like working for people because it's my 49th job. By the way, I never got fired from those jobs. Every single one I quit.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, when I was 5, I ran away and I was gone for an entire week. And, you know, it's because I was fed up. I was fed up. Because it was an abusive environment. Goodness. Well, that's what happened, is I finally woke up at age 51 and I said, I'm tired of running away. 49 jobs, I ran away, job after job after job. And I would you know, appease myself by saying, I'm not running away, I'm running to something.
Yeah.
But really, I was running away from the situations. I was running away from the people, from the, you know, the disdain. I was just so unhappy. Yeah. And so it started when I was 5 and it carried on and it continued to carry on. And I said, enough, stop running away. It's time for you to confront. And that's what I did. It's I confronted all those demons from all those decades that have been hanging on to me. Enough is enough.
Yeah. So tell me, now that you have surrounded yourself with all these action takers? How has that helped you grow and learn and just be able to flourish because you're surrounded by these other action takers?
Well, you know, there's a saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? It's a very Confucius, I think. I can't remember who said it, but I get my quotes wrong. I get the quote right, but the person wrong.
Yes.
But so that saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that was me, right? At the beginning of that journey,
yes.
I was the student and I was ready. My teacher was there right when I needed her. But also, I believe the teachers are always there. Mm-hmm. We're just not always ready. Wow. So when we're ready, the teacher that we need will appear in front of us. But during this journey that I took, you know, becoming an action taker myself,
yeah.
you know, wanting to hang out with action takers so that I would want, so I could emulate them, learning how to be an action taker because the teachers were there and I was learning from them. Yes. Then what happened? We flip. And now I'm the teacher that is teaching the students. And so I came up with my other saying is that when the teacher is ready, the students will appear. Mm-hmm. Because I had been a student for so long, you know, especially during this journey, for so long, it took me a while to be that teacher, to step into the limelight, right? Because when we start teaching, we are stepping into the limelight. We're saying, I know what I'm doing and I'm here to help you. I know we were talking about that right before we went live, is that, you know, ready to share my voice with the world, ready for people to listen to what I have to say, ready to say, you know what? I know what I'm talking about. And so that inspiration there just came from my mentors. You know, I had mentors. I still have mentors and coaches that I follow. And these people have helped me to open up my mind to what I can teach others. And then I had to gain the confidence to step into that and say, okay, I'm ready. I can do this. And I remember the exact date that I said that, and not the date, but I remember that exact moment. Like I was sitting there saying, I'm a leader. It's time for me to own up to it and just say, here I am and let's go. And that's what I started doing.
That's so encouraging. Last year I was in a training program for my coaching, and I remember working with the coach, and she's like, look at how just everything about you has changed now that we've talked. You know, she's like, step into that. And I think it's such a sacred space to have other women that you can be encouraged by and motivated by, because they have taken that step of courage and they see that in you and they want to help you achieve that. So I think that is so important for us to appreciate and look for spaces like that, you know, where we can have that nurturing and that encouragement to take those actions, because we all desire to do so many things, right? But like you said, we get stuck. We get stuck in this circle of just existing and not really truly having that desire being satisfied within us.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I love that, because you know, stepping into leadership can be scary, right? So when we're surrounded by those who support us, believe in us, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of us have people in our lives that don't believe in us. And it's time for us to kind of step away from that. Like, how do I get away from that? Especially if it's family, which it seems to be, family seems to be the one for the majority of people that get them stuck in that place.
Yes.
Well, you know, maybe what we do is we just surround ourselves more with those who are supportive and uplifting. And, you know, I came up with a lot of sayings during that year of fear. I actually have over 750 quotes that I've written during that year of fears, you know. And one of those was to see yourself through the eyes of others, mm-hmm. for others see the real you. And those are the positive people. Of course, these are not the negative people. We have we are really good at beating ourselves up mentally.
Yes.
So when it comes to being our own cheerleader instead of our own worst enemy, sometimes it takes outside people first for them to believe in us. And then we have to say, because I remember, so my name is Linda Sunshine West.
Yes.
Sunshine is not my given name. Sunshine is the name that happened about 3 years into my personal development journey. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time somebody called me Sunshine, I looked behind me. I was like, are you talking to me? Like there was, I was surprised, you know? And then somebody else called me Sunshine a couple of weeks later. And then two more people called me Sunshine. And I said, I need to look at this. People are calling me Sunshine. There's got to be a reason for it. So go ahead and own it and just step into it and say my name. And I remember when I changed it on my Facebook, it felt really weird. Mm-hmm. But now I have stepped into it and now I own it. And I say, I am Linda Sunshine. Yes. And when I show up to rooms, I'm on Clubhouse, that's where I met you, yes. or showing up because I host my own Women Action Takers events. When I show up as Sunshine. And part of it was I didn't believe in myself. And now I do.
Yeah.
And so that was because I believed what others thought about me and then stepped into that. So think about all these people in your life, like they give you compliments.
Yeah.
They say these nice things about you. And how often do you say thank you and then believe it? Mm-hmm. Or do you just say, do you give an excuse as to, oh, no, I have nice hair because my parents had nice hair. It's in my genes.
Yeah.
Like how often are you, excusing your brilliances because of your childhood? Because our childhood is usually where that stuff starts. Kids start picking on us, bullying happens. We start to not believe in ourselves. And then we're told things like, don't shine your light bright. Don't shine your light bright because you don't want to outshine others because then they'll feel bad about themselves. So our light is dimmed when we're young. But now here, I'm 58 now.
Yeah.
So, 51 is when it started for me. You're never too old to start something new. You're never too old. So just get yourself out there and start believing in yourself. Step into it. That inspired action will happen. As you can see, I'm very passionate about this because it started for me at 51. That was a lot of years to not believe in myself. So I had to really, really embrace it and step into it. And here I am embracing it and stepping into it.
I love it. I am so encouraged by that because I totally agree with that. And I've seen it so much in my life, in my taking a compliment and like, was he really talking about me? Did she really like me, and just owning that and being encouraged by it, really believing that yes, I am this, because like you said, those past things we've heard, especially family, can be so hurtful. And so it's just understanding whose voice you need to listen to and respect. So I really appreciate that inspired action, because I hear so many women as I am learning and, I'm spending a lot more time on Clubhouse talking to different women, meeting them. And those are the number one things, the fear of even taking action to do anything. Am I good enough? And what will people think? You talk about that, it's like we have to be confident within ourselves and then get around the people that will help encourage and motivate us. So that's important.
Yeah. And that's when I was facing a fear every day, during that journey, about 6 months into it, I kind of decided, I'm going to look back and see what has there been a common thread or a common theme behind my fears. Yeah. And I'd say probably a good 90% of them, 90% were that fear of judgment.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, this is my biggest fear of judgment. So now that I have awareness, because, change doesn't usually happen until we have awareness.
Yes.
I don't want to say 100% of the time, because I don't believe in 100% of anything,
yeah.
But it's that awareness. So now I have awareness and I say, it's the fear of judgment. That is my biggest fear. Mm-hmm. So now I can tackle it head on and say, okay, when I have something that come up, for example, one of the fears, the funniest to me the fear that I faced was I woke up that morning. I said, what scares me? And I said, I'm scared to talk to a stranger in Starbucks. Like it was very specific. So I said, okay, when I go to Starbucks, because I used to take my laptop and work at Starbucks. So today, when I go to Starbucks, I'm going to talk to a stranger. Why did I have such a strong fear of talking to a stranger? Because I was, you know, told, you know, you're stupid and ignorant. My first husband on a daily basis made sure I knew how stupid and ignorant I was. And he used to say, you know, people are only nice to you because they feel sorry for you. And I believed all these things. So I carried this around all these years thinking, wow, if I say something wrong, they're going to know how stupid I am. They're going to know how ignorant I am. And that was my belief about myself, because that was what my ex-husband believed about me. And this is why I say, you know, listen to those who say positive things about you, because you can believe that too. You can adopt their belief. I adopted his negative belief.
Yeah.
But I can also adopt positive beliefs. So when I was in that Starbucks and I saw that guy, this guy walked in, it was about 10 minutes of pain waiting for, you know, that challenge to come up. The man walked into Starbucks, he ordered his coffee and he sat down, and I said, oh good, there's my victim, you know? So I walked over to him and I said, excuse me, sir, I'm facing a fear every day this year. And my fear today is to talk to a stranger in a Starbucks. And he was like, okay. And I said, is it okay if I have a seat and, you know, just have a chat with you? And he said, yeah, go ahead. Okay. You know, like, he was kind of weird, you know, on it, because I seemed weird. And so I sat down, we talked for about 5 minutes. I got up, thanked him for his time, walked out. And when I walked out, I felt like throwing up. Oh my God. I felt so awful, you know, but I didn't throw up, but I felt like it. And I made it through it. And so my fear of judgment, you know, started to dissipate. It didn't happen overnight.
Yes.
It didn't happen overnight. It started to dissipate, but it was because I kept putting myself in these, what was for me, fearful situations. So now I talk to strangers. Now, you know, I walk up to people all the time. I have no problem having a conversation with them. The fear still shows up, but I say, you know, it's okay. Do this now, because you're scared. Yeah. So I, instead of doing things in spite of the fear, mm-hmm. I do things because I'm scared, because every single time I broke through a fear, I was better on the other side. So I know that fear can either stop me and debilitate me, yeah. stop me from living, or I can go ahead and break through it and yeah. change my life. So I choose to break through it and change my life.
I love that. That's a win right there, because
yeah, that is for sure.
We're choosing to allow the fear to motivate us to make that action we need to take. So I appreciate yeah. that. Thank you so much. You gave me a lot to think about, even for myself, in thinking about how I move forward and my thoughts and my mindset of taking the positive things that I'm being told and allow that to resonate with me and let go of those negative things. Because I literally was talking with someone this week about the things they're being told to by their family and how it's affecting them. They're not getting the support with starting their business, you know, and it's really hard to not allow those things to stick with you. It's really.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is we did an exercise, you know, my life coach did this exercise with me, and that was to call 5 people and get on the call with them and ask them, when I walk into a room, what shows up? And that's the only question you ask them. And then whatever they say, you write it down. And then what I did is I wrote all these things down, and then I looked at them and I added the words "I am" to the front of each of those sayings. So, you know, I am kind, I am considerate, I am compassionate, I am a leader, I am all these different things. Now, what's interesting about them is I didn't immediately adopt those and say, this is who I am. But it started me on that path, because we oftentimes, as human beings, oftentimes we give so much energy and stock in what other people think about us. So I looked at that and I said, you know what? If they believe that about me, it's time that I believe this about myself. Yes. And so I really tapped into their beliefs of me, the positive people. Yes. I tapped into their beliefs about me and started to adopt their beliefs about me. And then what happened is as I started to replace my negative beliefs about myself with positive beliefs about myself, I started this positivity, you know, cycle. So instead of the negativity cycle that I had been, you know, circled around for decades, instead yeah. of that, I was creating my own positivity cycle. So here I am been on this journey. It's been 7 years and I no longer think these bad things about myself. I mean, I have completely flipped my language to myself, my beliefs about myself. So what happens is I now show up as that confident, positive person instead of that negative person like I used to. So there's so many exercises out there we can do to adopt other people's positive beliefs about ourselves. But that one completely worked for me.
I love it. You give me some good stuff to use. It's always good to have things in your toolbox that you can use to help encourage people. And that's definitely that I have to take. Thank you. So tell us how we can get in touch with you and some of the things you have going on. I love to have amazing people on so I can tell the audience so they can get in touch with you, because I know I already signed up for one of the things you have going on next week. So I want you to just share and let everyone know what you have going on.
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I love talking about these topics because I have had a complete life transformation. My transformation started at age 51. So anybody out there listening who's in their 20s and 30s thinking that you can't change, I'm going to tell you, you can. Your whole entire life can change. It's all in your mindset. It's all in your mindset. So just flip your mindset and see how you can, you know, change your life. If you have toxic people in your life, what'll happen is what happened for me. Is that once I started becoming a positive person, those toxic people started disappearing from my life. I didn't have to leave them. I didn't have to make any conscious effort to change that part of my life. They just started leaving. They could no longer be in my light. Yeah. I was shining my light bright and they could no longer be in that light. So you'll see a transformation. And yes, that can be scary, but just know that the positivity is much better. It's a much better life than that negativity. One last thing I wanted to share before I share, you know, how you can reach me is during that year of fears, one thing I realized is that when my fears were strong, my faith was weak. When my faith was strong, my fears were weak. And so I came up with an acronym. You know, everybody just write this down. Fear, faith erases anxious reactions. When your faith is strong, your fear is weak. So if you're having a fearful moment right now or tomorrow, the next day, think about this. Ask yourself this question. How strong is my faith right now? Mm-hmm. Since my fear is strong, this means my faith is weak. It's time I flip it. It's time that I have faith in what I'm doing. I have faith in God. I have faith in myself. I have faith in those around me. And I step into that faith and I break through this fear right now in this moment and change my life. So I want to thank you again for having me and being, you know, give me the opportunity to talk about, you know, breaking through fears, because if we had less fear on this planet would be a much better place. Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Linda Sunshine West, and you can find me on, I'm on all the socials. It's Linda with a Y, Sunshine West. And I'm also at Women Action Takers. My email address is Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, at womenactiontakers.com. I have all kinds of great stuff going on. And this positive mindset that I have right now, I have stepped into it. And I said, you know what? I'm here to inspire and motivate people to take action, especially those women that are letting fears hold them back. I'm here to inspire you and motivate you to take those actions that will change your life. So connect with me on any of the different things that I'm doing. And I have, you know, things that are paid. I have things that are free, and just step into this new world and become the you that you are meant to be. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being our guest, Linda Sunshine West. Have a good day.
I cannot believe we are at the last quarter of this year. 12 weeks left for us to execute our plans. How are you doing? Do you need help executing your wins? If you do, check out winponderoad.com. Sign up for coaching with me, Sandy B, because what we do, what I do as a coach with 90 Day Wins, I help you with your vision. Once you are clear about your vision, then we put together the plan of action. We put together our 90 day plans, and then we figure out the monthly plans, the things you will do in each month to achieve your goals. After that, we work on your weekly plans. What weekly tasks do you need to get completed within the next 12 weeks to achieve your goals? Let's do it. If you are ready, sign up for coaching and let's get started on your journey to wins, goal getters. No more procrastination, no more delaying, no more complaining, no more wishing you could achieve your goals. It is time to get very focused, get very clear, be determined, be disciplined, and execute your plan of action. So let's put that together. With 90 Day Wins Coaching, we do just that. We create the plan and then we work towards you executing your wins. You can do a goal-getter, and I am here to help you. Are you ready to ignite? Are you ready to ignite the goal-getter within? The book is out on Amazon, and you should get it. Here's why. So many of us talk about the goals and the dreams that we want to accomplish, but somehow we lose our spark. We lose the fire within. This book is encouraging you to get that fire, to stay lit, and continue to burn for your dreams and your desires, because life is too short for us to be complaining and to be in situations that are unfulfilling. I share my goal-getter story with you. I'm Sandy B, and I encourage you to get the book so we can have conversation and you can think about your life and your dreams and your goals and what you truly desire and how you can do it in 90 days. And I show you how I've done it and how I encourage you and others to do the same. 90 Day Wins, Ignite the Goal-Getter Within book on Amazon. You can get the ebook, paperback, or you can get the audiobook. But don't delay. Go get your book so you can begin your journey to wins. Ignite the Goal-Getter. Now that you've enjoyed this episode, sign up for our newsletter at winpontheroad.com. This is where all of the links for 90 Day Wins is housed. You can get access to our newsletter by signing up winpontheroad.com. That's WINPONDIROAD. We are talking procrastination. We are talking time management. We are talking goal setting. This is where you get additional information to help you fuel your wins. WinPontheroad.com, our newsletter. Sign up at 90 Day Wins for our blog posts weekly. We are encouraged to help you achieve your wins. WinPontheroad.com. Check us out. Sign up so you can be a part of this winning journey. Do you enjoy listening to goal getters encourage you, inspire you, and motivate you to get your wins? If you do, buy me a coffee. That's an easy way you can continue to help us grow this community and build our win story and reach our goals. Buy me a coffee. You go to buymeacoffee.com/90daywins. And there you can buy us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 coffees, whatever you want. Just give and show your love by buying us a coffee. 90 Day Wins. This is the 90 Day Win Podcast, and this is your host, Sandy B. Buy me a coffee.
Go get your wins every 90 days. Come get your wins every 90 days. Go get your wins every 90 days. Come get your wins every 90 days.
Go every 90 days, I'm just counting my wins. I know I'm good, but I'm better with them. And I keep a lot of herbal in my chalice that are dripping the wind. I feel goosebumps under my skin. I'm feeling better within. I'm feeling better when I'm getting the wins. I'm feeling fresher than a new set of twins. Can't let the devil get in. I'm in the yard with the fuzz in my lens. I'm trying to pull up with the fuzz in the bins with a couple of friends. We on our level and we getting the wins. We running laps and I ain't scuffing my tens. And when you see me, I grin. And every quarter, I be picking the wins. I'm Tom Brady, I be getting the wins. I'm young Kobe, I be getting the wins. I'm young Floyd, I be getting the wins. I'm with my boys and we getting them wins. We outside with the loot and the trim. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins. I'm going out and I'm getting my wins.
Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins. Go get your wins.